He was a confirmed atheist in his youth, despite having an Anglican priest as his father and a very devout family. I think he once referred to his father as the white sheep of the family. But they were extremely liberal, questioning family that he came from. And of course, that wonderful quotation when he questioned the role of his great uncle Charles Darwin to his aunt. You know, he said, "What's the problem of great uncle Charles?" I think his aunt said to him, "Great uncle Charles thinks that it took a little longer to create the world than it says in the Bible, but either way, it's wonderful." So that's his background, really. So he had these thoughts quite early on. And as an undergraduate, he was a confirmed atheist and he admitted it. But I think he softened a little later in life. And, you know, he was very supportive of organized religion. And I think he enjoyed it up to a point, but he didn't actually subscribe to it.
It's very interesting, this, isn't it? Because I was asking you that in connection, for instance, with the Mass in G minor. And it may sound a little far-fetched, what I'm going to say, but there's a sort of, if you like, loose parallel with Verdi here, because Verdi too was not a believer, but some of the most powerfully spiritual music to religious texts. I know in the case of Verdi that he did this for the people. You know, he wrote the Requiem. I'm not sure about the four sacred pieces, but he certainly wrote the Requiem for the people. He said it was a tribute to, you know, Manzoni who died, but it was for the Italian people who needed something to give them comfort. And I wonder whether the choice sometimes of religious texts by Vaughan Williams was a similar thing with the people here. I just wonder. It's just my question to you, whether you think, and be, say no if I'm wrong, you know.
Yeah, I think you've sort of hit the nail on the head in a way there. Interestingly, the Mass in G minor was written very soon after the First World War anyway. And I think it's one of those restrained works similar to the Pastoral Symphony, Sancta Civitas. It was a very austere period for Vaughan Williams as a composer. And he pared his style down to the minimum. And the Mass in G minor was one of the first works where he actually gained that use of expression in that sort of minimalist style, really. And another quotation from Vaughan Williams was, "There's no reason why an atheist can't write a good Mass." And just as an afterthought, Vaughan Williams was extremely keen on the Verdi Requiem. It was one of his favourite choral works. So it all sort of fits together that way. And the fact that a non-believer can write really profound spiritual music, as Verdi did. So that's the strand that I think I'd pull out as far as Vaughan Williams' belief system was concerned. He could survive and work under that understanding, I think. And of course, being the editor of a major hymnal as well, and the writer of very well-known hymn tunes, he found no problem with it. He could do it.